because we're in operation. We're underground. We're producing, but we're kind of a hybrid in that we're still developing. Right now, we're in the pilot plant phase, at 300 tons per day, and the goal is to basically double that capacity, like 600, 700 tons per day, in the, probably next year.
We have Ronan Gagan with Line One. How are you, Ronan?
Pretty good, pretty good. How do you see?
Good, not bad at all. Well, thanks for coming on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I know that we're going to meet in Atlanta. Well, if you can tell us a bit about your project and what you guys got going on over there.
Yeah, so I'm Line One. We have the Tubatu Gold, Alkaline Gold project in Fiji. And so the key there is that it's alkaline. So these types of deposits are, are kind of few in number, but then they're like tend to be quite large. And so they're the type of deposit that the majors go after. Most of the alkaline deposits in the world are already owned by majors. So that's like Porgera, Lihir, Cripple Creek, and Vatukoula, just up the road from us, about 40 kilometers away from us in Fiji. And so Vatukoula, for example, they've been in production or in operation for about 90 years. They produce somewhere around 11 million ounces of gold. And so that's kind of where we're trying to take Tubatu. And we're just sort of starting in the production. We're at 300 tons per day right now. So and ramping up. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
For those who aren't familiar, can you share with us kind of the different projects you have? And then if you can tell us about your flagship and your jurisdiction, the location, and kind of the structure, infrastructure you have going on there.
Yeah, so I'll touch on the jurisdiction first. This is Fiji. My background is a geologist. I've worked in the field for 10 years, and I didn't know too much about Fiji before joining the company. But it's actually a great jurisdiction. Obviously, the geology is great, but it has that mining history that I just touched on, and so we kind of benefit a little bit from that. A lot of our miners are, third generation miners that I've worked at Vatukoula for a long time. And the government is very pro mining. It's gold is one of the top exports from the country, which most people don't know. And for us, like some of the infrastructure, Fiji is a little Pacific island, but you can fly there directly from Vancouver, LA, Hong Kong, and there's an international airport, which is 45-minute drive from our site. And we have our own assay lab, our own food drill rigs. So we're kind of self-contained in a little bit on the projects. So to the our flagship project obviously is Tubatu, the gold mine. There's a high-grade narrow vein gold mine. And so that we're continually drilling it. We have 300-ground drill rigs that are always drilling out, so we're regularly kind of produce good drill results. Then going out 500 feet, as you say, the Tubatu is just one of a potential sort of forest of these type of products in the Navalada Caldera. So you have 7 kilometer wide Navalada Caldera, and there's deposits or surface showings all throughout the caldera. Like a kilometer north of Tubatu, for example, we get 90 grams. This is from a channel sample on surface, 90 grams per ton. Which is extraordinary. And then another few kilometers away we have Nana Creek. There's very high grade gold there, and most of these deposits or most of these targets haven't had any real modern exploration or modern drilling. So that would be where we find the next Tubatu, which is quite exciting. But that's the Tubatu we can then fund the exploration for all the other targets.
So, with all these projects, what stage do you find yourselves in for these, and what kind of upside and potential are investors potentially looking at here?
Well, so Tubatu is far and away the most well developed, because we're in operation. We're underground. We're producing, but we're kind of a hybrid in that we're still developing. Right now, we're in the pilot plant phase, at 300 tons per day, and the goal is to basically double that capacity, like 600, 700 tons per day in the, probably next year. Right now, we're at 300 tons per day, and we're doing a phased expansion or ramp up. So starting with a flotation circuit, which will be, at the end of the year, will be in operation at the end of the year, and that will be built to the higher level as well. So that's Tuvalu. Yeah, that's the most advanced. And then just near Tuvalu, we have smaller prospects like the West Zone where we're drilling. That's maybe 500 meters away. That's fairly well advanced, but there's no underground development or anything. We're drilling there from surface and discovering quite a bit, and that'll be the next target to, or prospect to add to Tuvalu. And then the rest of these prospects are predominantly, just exploration with the, surface sampling and channel sampling and some drilling here and there. But that's the big upside is on the exploration. But also within, I should mention, in Tuvalu, we're just working in the top, kind of the shallow near surface portion. But as you go deeper in the mine, we get to what we call Zone 500, and that's a lot higher grade. So the mine widths get bigger, and so there's a lot more potential in Tuvalu as well, both down and laterally. So we're really just sort of scratching the surface right now, in terms of potential.
So, Ronan, correct me if I'm wrong, but Lion One is primarily a gold play. I know that you have some copper as well. Can you tell us what else you're finding and what are you?
Yeah, so it's a gold company. But you mentioned copper, so like the Navalar Caldera, there's been some exploration for copper as far back as the 1930s. I think when the Japanese were in there doing little adits and taking out some copper. But there hasn't really been any modern systematic exploration for copper. We drilled a couple of holes and then hit like three intercepts of 0.15, 0.17% copper. Each intercept like 170 meters. And so we've potentially like skirted the outside of a bigger system. But within the Navalava Caldera, so it's long been hypothesized that there's a porphyry copper gold deposit or system in there, but it hasn't really been explored for. So that's something else that is the potential for the lining.
Awesome. Could you share about the plans for the upcoming year, the next quarter, the next year, and what are your plans for growing the company?
Yeah, so we're kind of in the process of ramping up. And so we just finished our raise bore ventilation project. And I think that was maybe finished a month ago. And so up until then, we couldn't go deeper in the mine. We're kind of limited. But now with the ventilation up and running, we can go all the way to the 500 zone. So that's the first thing that, and we're also adding more mining equipment. And specifically, I'm mining equipment for narrow vein mining. And so that equipment, some of it's already on site, some of it just arrived within the past week or so, and so it will come in the next few weeks. So that'll help increase the production. And then sure, there's been two other things, the shrinkage scope. So we're developing our first shrinkage scope, and that'll come online this quarter. So in May, June, and then bulk of it in July. The nice thing with the shrink stuff is it'll be taller, maybe 35 meters tall, and we can keep the width very narrow and get production regularly out of it. And then a little beyond that, the flotation circuit will be added at the end of the year, and so we expect that to add to increase our recoveries to over 90%. So that's pretty exciting. When you add the mining and the flotation and the ventilation, then things are looking quite up.
Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and just how you got plugged in with Lion, and if you can tell us about the Lion One team and what kind of history of success are we looking at here?
Yeah, so I mentioned I'm a geologist in my background. I worked in exploration, gold, copper exploration, some diamond for about 10 years. And then I did my MBA and joined Lion One, kind of on the public development side. And the team here is quite phenomenal, really. Like, you have to talk about Walter Brewcup, our chairman and founder. He's been in Fiji since 2008. And so there's probably no one in the industry that knows Fiji as well as he does. And then he has a long history of success. He's sold the con line, sold Miramar to Newmont, I believe, for $1.5 billion. Sold Northern Rhine. So he's had a history of these like big successes where we sold these companies for over $1 billion. And he says that the Lion one is the best of them all. Our CEO, Ian Berzins, actually worked with Lion, Wally at the con line. So he's a mine engineer by background. He has a huge wealth of experience as well. Worked in several underground gold mines. Rice Lake, for example, brought that from 10,000 ounces a year to 80,000 ounces per year. So it's the great team, the best team for the job.
And then who owns the company? Can you tell us a bit about the equity ownership? Who, how many insiders, what percentage, and then any institution you'd like to share?
So the insiders are about 10%, and the lion's share of that is Wally and his family as well. Probably about 15%, 15 to 20% maybe of institutions. And so some of those be like Arbiter Partners, Franklin, and so they're about 15%, and then or more, so 15 to 20, and then a large retail shareholder base. A lot of them have been with us for a while.
What about your shares outstanding, fully diluted? If you can tell us a bit about the corporate structure and warrants and
Yeah, so there's a little less than 300 million shares outstanding, but like 298, and fully diluted, about 445 million shares, and some of those will be coming off the books this year, next year, which will all drop down by 420.
awesome. So you guys got a pretty interesting gold play. You got some copper. You got mining friendly jurisdiction. You got the leadership. You got the team. There's a lot of upside. Is there any risk that you're kind of having to mitigate at this time?
So the big challenge with the project is that it's sort of it's complex, and that's why we're taking these this sort of phased approach and developing from 300 to 600 tons per day, because we're underground, and we're as we get underground, we just learn so much more about the deposit, and so that's as we're developing, we're kind of refining our mining methods, and milling, and so like the mill is working quite well. And then the mining equipment that we're bringing in is to help sort of maximize our production. But it's exciting when you get down underground and see any of these like really high grade deposit things.
Any final news you'd like to share with their listeners that you're able to share? And after that, if you can share us with about your ticker and where you're trading, as well as where we can find you if we have any more questions.
So we're always drilling. We have like regular drill results out, and so you can go on the website and look at meters and sort of see, like 100 pounds per ton is pretty, pretty regular for us. The biggest about a month ago, I think we released the greatest drill result, we've had, which is 2,700 grams per ton over a narrow width of like 0.3 meters. But then the goal is obviously to mine as narrow as possible on these like really high grades. So you can go to the website. The website is lionandmetals.com. The ticker on the venture exchange is LIO, and not OTCQX, is LOMLF. You can reach us at info@lionandmetals.com.
Great. We'll see Ronan in Atlanta. Looking forward to seeing you there. And thanks for being on the show, and look forward to following your story.
But thank you. Thanks for having me.